Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is October 5th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Titoyevry partners with the Maldives Monetary Authority. Fintech solutions provider Titoyevry Banking has announced the launch of the Maldives Instant Payment System Favara by the Maldives Monetary Authority, MMA. NAB partners with Traveda on next-gen cash management solution. National Australia Bank, NAB, has partnered with Fintech Traveda to launch NAB Liquidity Plus, an AI-enabled cash management, analytics, and forecasting platform. NatWest launches transaction categorization service. UK-based bank NatWest has launched Enriched Transactions, a new transaction categorization service. Boomi Pay As You Go available in AWS Marketplace. Boomi has announced that Boomi Pay As You Go is now available in AWS Marketplace, a digital catalog of software listings that runs on Amazon Web Services. MeridianLink launches configurable POS for digital account opening and loans. US-based software platforms provider MeridianLink has launched MeridianLink Access, a highly configurable POS for digital account opening and loan origination. Stockpile partners with Green Dot. Green Dot and Stockpile have partnered to introduce products, tools, and features aimed at making investing and personal finance more accessible to consumers of all ages. Paynet partners with Paywatch. Payments Network Malaysia has partnered with Paywatch in order to implement an automated and flexible payroll service for its employees and drive financial inclusion. BNY Mellon's Pershing X partners with Integrity. Insurance and financial services firm Integrity has partnered with BNY Mellon's Pershing X to leverage the latter's Wove wealth management platform. SAA SCADA receives investment from Texas Ventures to accelerate growth. Cloud-native core banking engine SAA SCADA has received significant funding from Texas Ventures to accelerate growth of its next-gen core banking offering. Arisa launches new embedded lending solutions. Ireland-based developer of software solutions for the financial services industry Arisa has launched a new range of products in order to sustain embedded finance. IWOCA integrates its B2B payment solution with Shopify. UK-based small business lender IWOCA has integrated its B2B payment solution with Canada-based e-commerce platform Shopify. Western Union provides international payments for Morocco earthquake victims. US-based money transfer service Western Union has enabled international money transfers for the victims of the Morocco earthquake, as well as relief donations. Aeropay partners with Ubank. Germany-based Aeropay has entered a strategic partnership with Ubank to improve financial services in gaming. Nikulip partners with Aircash. Lithuania-based fintech Nikulip has entered a strategic partnership with Aircash to expand payment options across Europe. GetPaid raises $6 million in a seed funding round. Germany-based end-to-end payment solution GetPaid has raised $6 million in a seed funding round led by Nordic Early Stage VC and Venture. Clear launches reusable KYC solution. Secure identity company Clear has expanded into financial services with the launch of its reusable Know Your Customer, KYC, solution to simplify the onboarding experience. Central banks bid to embed compliance requirements into real-time transactions. The Bank for International Settlements, along with the central banks of Australia, Korea, Malaysia, and Singapore, is exploring the possibility of embedding regulatory requirements into cross-border transactions. B2B payment startup GetPaid raises $6 million with help from Tink Mafia. GetPaid, a European payment startup for marketplaces and platforms, has raised $6 million in a seed funding round led by Nordic Investor and Venture with participation from Picus Capital as well as high-profile business angels from the payment and marketplace industry. Samsung unveils card that can be physically tracked. A new Samsung American Express credit card lets South Korean customers track its physical location through the tech giant's SmartThings Find IoT platform. Canadian fintechs launch open banking public campaign. Some of Canada's largest fintechs have launched a campaign to rally public support for government action on open banking and payments modernization. Wise gives businesses more control over managing expenses. Wise Business, Wise's business account for going global, has launched Groups, giving businesses enhanced control and flexibility over how their money is spent. TransUnion helps TIMIT improve its fraud prevention. TransUnion has partnered with London-based fintech company TIMIT to help mitigate fraud risks whilst enabling friction-right experiences for consumers applying for TIMIT's pioneering installment credit card. MasterCard names former head of GCHQ as senior advisor. MasterCard today named Sir Jeremy Fleming as senior advisor. Tietoevry and the Maldives Monetary Authority launch instant payments and smart addressing system. Tietoevry Banking, a global leader in financial technology solutions, is proud to announce the launch of the Maldives Instant Payment System Favara by the Maldives Monetary Authority, MMA. Pepper Money launches RuPay-powered prepaid card. Pepper Money India has partnered with the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, and Pine Labs to launch a RuPay prepaid card in India, Pepper Money Dreams Card. Finnish fintech Saldo makes move into banking services. Finnish fintech Saldo is gearing up to launch banking services in the country, beginning with a savings account. Wolters Kluwer releases OneSumX for Basel. Wolters Kluwer Finance, Risk and Regulatory Reporting, FRR, part of Wolters Kluwer's Corporate Performance and ESG, CP and ESG, division, is set to showcase its capabilities to meet Capital Requirements Regulation, CRR, 3 and Basel IV requirements with the launch of OneSumX for Basel. Nuvei launches updated solution for B2B payments in Canada. Fintech company Nuvei has announced the launch of its upgraded payment solution for business-to-business, B2B, payments in Canada. Crown Agents Bank secures B Corp certification. Crown Agents Bank today announced that it has achieved certification as a B Corporation, B Corp. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.